Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Whoa.
Hello. Boy, that was a quick cut there. Hey, everybody. Glad to have you with us. Yes, it is Thursday, our unexpected and surprise edition of the show, just out in the mood. So here we are, looking forward to speaking with all of you and joining you in your reading. We want to say hello to our Facebookers. Yay, you are here with us. Anybody who is on Blog Talk right now, we're happy to have you with us. And please feel free, if you are on Facebook, to join us on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, where anyone is welcome and you'd be able to see us in action as well as hear us. So I would like to stress to those who may be new with us, using an ordinary deck of playing cards, which I'm right now showing to our blog talkers.
Nope, you're showing it to the Facebookers.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, you're showing it to the blog talkers, but they can't see it because they're on the phones.
See, you do it too, so thank you. We keep each other in check.
It's all good. It's all good.
So, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm showing them to the Facebook crowd so that you know, yes, this is what we will be conducting readings with this evening. Also, I want you to be aware that I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers, or if we give readings to those who are on Facebook, because we've run into a lull in phone calls. So anyway, very good to have you with us. And I'm now going to turn you over to Jimbo.
All righty. Welcome, everybody. Want to remind you, this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. We would also like to remind all ye that be with us that if you are international, regardless of the platform, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs anytime you happen to rock and roll in. And we'll start right now with the folks that are already here with us. We got a couple Facebookers. We have our Catherine in Ireland, the land of Ire. And Laura has come and joined us from our neighbor to the north, the Great White North, indeed, Canada. International shout-outs. We shall give more as they come in. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that does say you can listen to the show while you wait, and it does not lie. You can listen to the show. I tested it just now. I tested each and every time because you never know what's going to happen in the world we live in electronically. If you ever have silence at any time, that is a problem. You should always hear music or show. Just wait a minute, call back, give it a couple times. Usually things will straighten out pretty quickly. So, but silence is not good in this case, not any extended period. Facebookers, yes, indeed. If we get gaps in the phone calls, we, of course, shall turn to you. That just cannot be planned, accounted for, predicted, and you can't get in a queue because Facebook does not offer that option. So you just got to sit tight, and you will be the first to know if that situation arises. And no matter who's getting your reading and how you are getting it, when you hear the harps means, first of all, I think it's important because it helps other people waiting, that your reading has come to an end. So please let it do that. Let it come to an end. There are other folks waiting. We'd never, ever, ever get everybody in on a night. We try our best. It's better to be early than late. But the easier, the more cooperative you are with a harp and letting your reading come to an end, it gets more people in the end. But before you do depart, I shall have a card for you, a single card from a different deck. It will be our angel card deck, old school, the original, but an oldie but a goodie. And it will have a message from an archangel. You will always get a message from an archangel with this deck. It's a good deck. It's a very good deck. We break it out here and there. You know, we like to not, we try to never use the same deck twice unless we screw up. And
we are
humans.
We do use them over and over.
I said twice in a row. I did not say in a row.
No,
yes, we definitely
made it kind of sound like
we would be in trouble if we tried to use a deck
exactly
once forever and that was it. That would be something else. No, it is. We never try to do it twice in a row. Today, indeed, today is National Chili Day, Deb.
Oh, I missed
chili
it.
Is good stuff. And
yeah,
National Margarita Day.
Ooh,
God, margaritas are good when they're made by
when
they're made right. It's almost like a pretty much any drink. If you make it right, it's great, but it can be like it's not made right too. But a good margarita is badass.
No, it's gotta be. It's like a Bloody Mary. There is no substitute for a really great Bloody Mary. You know, and somebody that just feebly makes a margarita, forget it. Forget it.
It is National Walk Your Dog Day. You got a doggy, walk your dog. Our dogs walk themselves. We have a fenced-in backyard, so they take care of it. It was another, Play More Cards Day.
And they're using playing cards.
Oh, yeah, that's why I brought that up. Play More Cards. These people are, grab a deck of cards and play some cards. So Deb's kind of playing with cards. And that's what she does. It's the voodoo that she do. All right, those are the days I brought up that are significant, that have piqued my interest there, one way or the other. The calls are stacking up, so anything, Deb, before
yes,
we go
I
on?
Do.
Okay, then jump in.
Interesting that it's, did you say it's National Play Cards Day?
Yep.
Well, I have an absolutely wonderful story to tell you, but we're waiting for a few more to select with us here. A story to share with you of one of our regulars, who I was hoping would join us tonight.
It's young. The show just started.
Yeah, it's very early yet.
The show just started.
This will illustrate and confirm to you the validity of these readings.
All right.
And I share this story with you. So sit tight.
First caller is area code 630. That's in Illinois. 630, welcome to the show.
Oh, hello there. I bet you're not in Illinois.
No, not today.
No, not today.
Negative, Ghost Rider. The area code is, but she is not.
So tell her.
I went to your website today, and I did, like, the free card reading or whatever. And I forgot what card I think it was, like, 10 of spades or something. And it was, like, a journey awaits. And basically, like, expect something good coming to me.
That's a pretty nice card to get.
It really is. And what you can do when you're using that app, use it over and over and over. Like if I got that message, I would be asking it, what else do I need to know about this upcoming journey? Will there be anybody else involved? Will it be something I've planned or very spontaneous? Just stay on a thread with those cards.
Oh.
And eventually, yeah, you'll see. It's not a one-shot deal. Okay, so you can, some people go there every day, and we can see the hits, and they will ask 20, 25 questions. So that thing is very popular.
All right, well, speaking of which,
cool.
Yeah.
Libby, what topic would you like to throw on the table?
So I was going to ask this yesterday, and I didn't, and then I just got an email, and I'm like, nope, I'm going to call. Deb's on tonight. So we really haven't talked about this subject before, but there's this lawyer, and his name is Quinn, okay? And he owes me a lot of money.
Ooh.
And anytime I ever tried to get it, I couldn't get it, but I've been thinking a lot about it lately, and then I got an email that one of his friends that he was involved with is on trial for corruption. So I'm like, ooh, I need to call Deb and find out what is going to happen to this guy. The lawyer that I have unfinished business with.
That he owes you as in, say, a refund, or what is it?
No, he owes me a lot of money that he just took illegally.
Okay.
It's a long story.
Okay, so all right.
But he took this money from me, and I was never able to get it from him.
Did you? And you tried to get it from him?
Yeah, for a long time. Wasn't able to do it.
All right.
Try to sue him?
Oh, yeah. But,
he's got a friend
that's
in trouble?
I did. But his friend got caught. So I've been trying. It's like something that I could get my money back at any time, but his friend got caught. And so, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. And I just thought it was kind of coincidence that I got this email just 30 minutes ago. I'm like, yep, I'm going to call for sure tonight and ask Deb.
Is the email from him?
No, it's from somebody who the email was about his friend that got caught, and they were letting me know.
So somebody else that you know that clued you in, gotcha. Interesting.
Yep. Somebody
so is his
me
friend
the
like?
Line.
Is he in the phase where he just got arrested? Is he going to trial or everything yet, or what part is he in the trouble?
He's going to trial.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, maybe that'll. Maybe there'll be some implications to the lawyer guy maybe we'll brought in. We'll have to see. All right, Deb, what do you got?
Well, the only thing that I want to caution you about in your reading is that if your friend there gets fingered, say, for whatever type of crime this would be, he will use up all of his resources to get himself off. And then there would be no money. So if you have an avenue in order for you to collect that money he owes you, I would urge you to do that. Because he's quite a shyster from what I can see.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
He is going to, I feel, and I don't like to give legal predictions because they're...
Right.
Kind of against the law. On Facebook, on the internet. But I would say I feel that he would use everything at his disposal to hire the best counsel ever, and then he is going to get off. That's my feeling right now. So
he has gotten off. Historically, there's been no way to get it. So that's why I'm just wondering if there was ever going to be a way to get it.
Well, your cards do say yes, but you'd have to actively pursue this, you know. And
the guy in Miami was trying to help me from a different angle without, saying too much on the radio. The guy in Miami was trying to help me by using a different angle to help. I don't know if he was going to be able to pull it off either. But he has more strings to pull than I do.
There was something I should have interrupted you because something came to me in a flash. And I know it will come back. Mm. Oh, what was I thinking?
What were you thinking? That is the million-dollar question. What were you thinking?
Oh, I got it. See, I tell you, they're boomerangs. They do come back. You ought to maybe threaten, first of all, tell him that you're going to contact the Bar Association. Because they don't...
I've contacted them twice. No, this guy knows everybody. They won't even touch him. He's like Teflon Don.
Mm.
They won't go near him. He's like, he did what he did because he knew he could.
Mm. Well, sounds like he's not an idiot.
And it sounds like knows how, he's got slippery fingers.
That's why she called him like Teflon Don type. Yep. Nothing will stick.
So, well, the cards like to deal in potential. And the potential here is that, yes, you could get your money back. But I tell you what, there's also shadiness around him. I would worry that he would retaliate.
Oh, the retaliation type stuff.
Yeah.
So, well, all right.
Oh, he's you done that me. Already a lot.
Then
that's
maybe
why
it's time
I...
to do it. So, yeah.
What?
Go ahead. Well, I was saying maybe it's time to let it go.
Sounds like you probably aren't really hopeful about getting your money back already anyway.
No, I don't. I didn't think I would, but I was just wondering. It was just a question. Like, I never asked Deborah if I
okay.
would. But the guy in Miami, has he really tried to help with that, or would he try
yes.
to help with that?
I
yeah,
believe
he has.
Yes.
Okay.
But I think you may be barking up a tree here that, you know, it would take a lot of money. This guy's already Teflon, what'd you call him, Don?
Yeah.
Teflon Don.
Yeah.
So he's going to get off, and eventually he would just use up all the money and declare bankruptcy, and you wouldn't see it anymore. So I would say count your blessings right now. I mean, yeah, I've lost a lot of money too, but it only creates heartburn if you think about it. Just consider it. I like to think of it as I took an expensive course in terms of shady people, criminal-like, you know, but it was expensive.
Sure. Jackwads.
Yeah. So tell her a card, and I'm going to tell the story.
I have your angel card here real quick. Take back your power as a subject, and it's from Archangel Raziel. Use your God-given power and intention to manifest blessings in your life. These are good cards, Archangels.
That's awesome.
You know that's something awesome. Else I've noticed is that when you go to send out, say, blessings to someone that has harmed you in some way, betrayed you, you know, stolen from you, et cetera, I find karma gets on pretty quick. So by you saying, well, I want him to have blessings. I want him to walk on the right side of the street, blah, blah, blah. It's funny how things turn out. Next thing you know, they're being caught for income tax evasion or something, you know what I mean? Something happened. All of a sudden, they've got a great DUI. But, yeah,
that's
go ahead.
That's the thing. Like, I don't understand how someone can get away with so much and then, like, but seemingly escape the karma. Like, but does he ever get his karma? Does the karma bus ever come to his door?
Oh, I would think so.
Yeah. Usually it doesn't necessarily have to be in the immediate future.
No, it doesn't. But did they say that karma does its best? I don't know. I read somewhere. Karma does its best work when they least expect it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
We appreciate you holding
thank
you in the first caller.
Thank
you. Yep. Call us again. Thank you very much.
We have people that keep coming and going. So for those of you who are here, I'm going to tell the story.
It is a story.
And it is a story. One of our regulars, she had told us, I think there was a hurricane that passed through. Where she's in Puerto Rico. You may recall this. She had called in wanting a reading because her dog got very frightened during that terrible, terrible storm. And when her daughter opened the gate, the dog, it just bolted out the door. And they have spent 9 months looking for this dog. And you may remember that I just want to prove to all of you the validity of this method of card reading. I told her because I did not see this dog as having died, anything like that. I said, for some reason, I couldn't shake the idea that it was being taken care of by some college students. Okay, well, I got a message from her today. And she said after 9 long months, she has her doggy back. And this part just kind of put shivers up my spine. All this time it's been being taken care of by college students.
I thought it was at a shelter.
No. She said the college students turned it in eventually, but they were taking care of the dog.
Ah, I got you. So they had it for a while, then they brought it to a shelter, and that's when it...
No, any of you...
The shelters probably knew that she was looking...
...that are learning this method, or if you're here with us, you're going to right away wonder, okay, what card was for college, and what, you know, the card, this, that, there isn't any. And we'll learn about this in class. You are going to just start seeing images. The cards are basically keys. Keys that unlock the doors of your own intuitive / psychic mind. And I knew that dog was coming back to her. I could just see it, feel it, you know, and how wonderful is that? Boy, anyway, I had to share that. And sometimes she'll join us, and then we'll ask her to fill in the details.
Yeah, she rolls in every couple months.
Yeah.
Yep. All righty, we're going to move on then.
Yes, let's.
Let's go to area code 312, also in Illinois, 312. You're the second caller. Welcome.
Hello there. Welcome. Hi. Illinois.
312, where are you?
I'm sorry, I'm here. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That's okay.
Yeah, when we understand when people are on hold, I have done it. You do other things. That's why we wait.
Yeah, I was trying to make my Indian dinner, so I had you on mute. I'm sorry.
Indian as in Native American or Indian as from the other continent?
Yeah, I made some basmati rice with the curry, and I've added some shrimp, onion, and mushrooms. Yeah, should be good, right?
I love.
Jim will be right over.
I do love Indian food.
Curry mount.
And I'm going to get margarita.
Like La Margarita.
And what is your name, please?
My name is Marquis. I've called you before.
Okay, gotcha. All right. And tell us, what is on your mind this evening?
Well, a few weeks back, you told me I would have this fabulous luck in my career sector. And so that's happening for me now. It looks like I'm going to be down to maybe two offers, and I'm just wondering what you pick up there.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful.
Thank you. You predicted it.
Okay. Is there one you're leaning a little bit more toward?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, how I'm going to do this is I will ask if that is the job for you, the proper one.
Okay,
so I just wanted you to know how I'm going to address this.
So
if the cards come out negative about that, then it's going to be the other one.
So this is a new opportunity? Is that what I heard?
New opportunity, yes.
Awesome. It's a new, okay, good. And it's a new job or a current job with a new opportunity?
New, everything new.
Aha. That is awesome. That's good. That is right up the card, Dale. Either way, it would have been a good card scenario, but that is awesome.
Yeah.
International shout out to Suzanne. She's in Scotland. That is the land of the Scots. Arr! Angry. Some of those Scots are angry. Some of them. Not all of them. But yes. Probably when they drink a little too much scotch.
Well, they do dress really cute.
Beautifully,
You're talking about traditional garb or whatever. Yeah. I mean, they dress like us. Sort of
all right,
I'm
laying out your cards at the moment.
The cards are going mad.
You know, the cards are really effective when it comes to careers, job situations, people you're working among, and it's amazing the revelations that can come out.
Okay.
Well, your cards right off the top said that is the one to manifest for you. That is a good one. It leads to a better sense of growth in terms of the ladder. Okay, there's going to be more opportunity through that.
Yeah, the perfect jobs are ones that are mutually beneficial, where you help the company, they like that, they help you, and everybody's happy. Those are the ones that everyone wants to land. They're the hard ones to get.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
It's a large company, so like you said, I already see, growth potential there, so.
You know, I like large companies. Some people don't like it because they're almost like a government, the way they're run and stuff.
Correct.
But the thing about a large company is, and a lot of times people feel it's impersonal, but if they're run right, it isn't. But the thing typically about a large company is there's usually tons of opportunities out there if you stay within the company. That's the nice thing.
Exactly.
If you run into some little rinky-dink, 10-people, family-owned business, a lot of the time, somebody's got to die in order to move up or something like that.
Yeah.
Yep. Big companies, people come and go all the time. New positions get created, all sorts of
absolutely.
Crap happens.
Absolutely.
What they are looking for is somebody that will take this position that they can groom toward higher management. So bear that in mind when you're there, when you're, you know, interacting with them, that they're not just looking for a peon to, you know, to warm a seat. They're looking for somebody. And you've got it. You definitely have what they're looking for. So we want to wish you the very best in getting this hope that you come back to us. Do you have somebody in your life as a love interest?
I talked to you guys about this like about a week or so ago. He went ghost on me.
That's right.
Out of nowhere. Yeah, he went. I'm close to his family still, and they've been reaching out. So I don't know if that means he's on his way back in or there's someone else. I don't.
This new job is going to bring the new person, new man.
Oh, big company, lots of people.
And this one.
There you go.
Yeah, he's a big keeper. So that other one, yeah, it's nice about his family, but he is small potatoes in comparison.
Well, and if he's a ghoster, that means that's a tip of an iceberg, possibly.
And I think you're right.
Absolutely.
That person would act like that.
That is a sign. When the going gets tough, that person's not going to be tough.
No, they just.
And even if it's not tough, he just perceives something as being tough, and then
exactly.
Pull ripcord, get on the parachute, and bail out of the plane. It's like, you can't do that. All right, real
and
quickly.
And that's why we have.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying that's why we have the hole in our face to communicate. You know, so.
Indeed, we do, and we have fingertips in this world that we can type and text. We have different ways to do it now. Yep. Cool.
Yes.
Once upon a time, you had to use the hole in the face, but now we have other options even. So there's less reasons for people to ghost. At least maybe way back in the 80s, 90s, 70s and stuff, they could have a reason because you had to use a phone or a payphone, but now nobody's got any excuses.
No.
That's true. And you present yourself well. These cards show that very sharp. You're classy, sharp, articulate. I mean, you've got definitely what it takes.
You can tell when you speak to somebody.
You can.
Yeah, she's got her shit together. All right, here's your
Here's your
angel card.
Here's your
subject of your angel card is you are safe. Oh, this is from the big dog, Archangel Michael himself. He says, I am protecting you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and home. So Archangel Michael says you are safe. He's got you.
Yeah, that's
thank you.
Yeah, he's got you. You're good.
Yeah, take care and confidently go after.
Yeah, and let us know how things work out.
Yeah, definitely.
I definitely will. I love you guys. Take care. God bless.
Well, I love you too.
We love you long time.
Enjoy your Indian dinner.
Yeah, it does sound really good.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
I like lots of foods. You know,
you are very open that way.
Well, I like lots of foods. Now, every culture, every single culture has foods that you're not necessarily going to like. That's just the way it is. So it's not like every single thing that Indian type of food. I haven't found anything I dislike, but there's probably tons of foods I've never tried. You know, I only try what's available here in this continent at the Indian restaurants. I like it when the people there that are working there and cooking there are from that continent, from that country. That's the way it needs to be. So, yes, and that tandoori chicken is some good stuff, isn't it?
Oh, I love it.
Do we have a problem here, Deb?
What the heck was that?
What?
I don't know. It looks like they...
I don't see them.
They said something, sir.
Yeah, I don't even see the comments. Did they like get rid of it themselves,
Wi-Fi
maybe?
Your Wi-Fi is interfering with their vibrator or something.
Oh, well, I hate it when that happens. Maybe you need to... Maybe you need to get a better vibrator, you know, build a better mousetrap type thing. Get a quality electronic product. All right, let's move on, Miss Deborah, because the night is young and we have a call list that is decent. We're going area code 520.
Oh,
Lisa.
Oh, you guys.
What be happening?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Well, I'm getting ready to go out, meet my girlfriend to go dancing. I rode my bike a little bit ago. I showed some property, and I'm wound up. Yeah. It's paperwork. Well, my neighbor yesterday has said we were going to go walking today, and then Flaccid Sultan had his heater broke down that my neighbor had installed a bit ago. So my neighbor told me he had to go repair it. And he said if he could get out early enough, we would go. But I didn't wait around for him. I just did all the stuff that I needed to do, especially ride my bike. You know, it just helps me to clear my head and dragging my tail feathers to go dancing. And then tomorrow morning, my girlfriend and I are getting up early. We're heading out on the road early, and we're going to go out in the country, and we're going to go look at some nature sites, and it'll be a long day. So,
okay.
I'm keeping busy.
All right. Busy
I'm keeping
good.
Busy.
That's a good thing.
I'm glad.
I mean, I don't know. Deb, where is this going with the neighbor? I keep busy. You know, I'm going out right now.
Just for the evening or what?
Yeah, she says she's going to go dancing and stuff
dancing?
With her friends.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
She let that be known quickly in the beginning of the call. So it is another short-term lookout. She wants to know.
You know what? Whenever he and I had a big old blowout, we had a big blowout the other day. And then he starts, I don't know. I mean, he was going, Dad, let's go walking yesterday. You know, I don't know. You know, this morning we were talking, and I said, oh, I'm disappointed. And he said, well, you know, I'd do the same for you. And I said, yeah, but it's okay if I say I'm disappointed, right? And I don't know, Deb. I don't know.
I think it's quite clear, everybody, that Lisa does not know. All right, let's establish that right now. Everybody establish that right now. Let it be said. Let it be written. All right. You know what? We can all say that about a lot of things. We just don't know, you know. All right, but the cards sometimes know. That's why she's here, because Deb has cards.
Cards know.
All right, what do they say, Deborah?
Sometimes it's in the interpretation that can be skewed. Well, what they're saying is, here's the thing. Lisa, you won't let him control you. Bottom line, there it is. That's where it starts. Then he tries to find other ways to manipulate you. You know,
really?
And he can't get anywhere with that. What I see here is that he is beginning to really think that he can't make you happy for the future. And you know, that has been a worry of his ever since you two got started about your relationship. So he really believes you are being so assertive about him not coming to those dancing places because you've got a man there, and that man is right here.
Is he a mighty good man?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. That's the million-dollar question, apparently, yes.
In his mind.
Oh, in his mind,
in your neighbor's mind. This man, who he always thinks of as the king of diamonds, which means that he's imagining that this man is, like, loaded financially, has a lot to offer you, and you don't want him to come around and see that. That's what he thinks. Because he's used to telling women how to be, you know, when he's had female relationships. If anything, I think the man has tendencies to be bisexual rather than gay. All right? And
that's neither here nor there.
Which is neither here nor there. Oh, you just said that.
I did actually say that. Yes, indeed. I heard that somewhere before.
So he tries to make you jealous when he has the opportunity. But he isn't succeeding the way that he wanted to know what's going on, right? And eventually, I still believe you're going to end this. you will end this because there's just too much chaos in this relationship. It's never really up, up and down.
Oh, it has, doesn't seem to have any kind of a clear path whatsoever.
It goes sideways.
Yep.
A lot.
Yep. It's like it's disappearing into an abyss of fog, and you don't know where the destination is.
You know, if I were to say, okay, come on, and go dancing at the same time I go dancing, come on, what would happen? The cards say it would be ultimate destruction, right? Because that just wouldn't fly. The way I behave,
he's gonna
dance for.
I don't have cards, but I think he's going to act like you know how he's acted before. He's going to latch himself onto you if he feels any kind of a threat that you might actually dance with another gentleman. He's going to become glued to you like he's done before. You already know that. That's why you're forbidding him, right, Deb? You see that in the cards. That would happen again.
I really think that he is going to be very negative about the whole experience.
Yeah, he wouldn't enjoy it. You wouldn't enjoy it. Nobody would enjoy it. You know, your friends wouldn't enjoy him being there. It would just be, you were right to bar him from that.
I think so, too, but he has interpreted it as meaning something else. You know, he's not seeing this as girls going out to have a good time.
But, you know, somebody should slap him in the head with a hammer. Because if she's out screwing around, she would dump him like a sack of wet shit if she was going out with guys and found one. She would get rid of him, and she hasn't.
No, she hasn't, but he hasn't taken their relationship to... they haven't consummated.
It's almost like he knows that she's going to find somebody better eventually.
He knows.
And he's trying to kick that can down the road so it doesn't happen. So
yes, you just nailed
it. So instead of stepping up and beating that guy, he'd rather just eliminate the competition and keep her away from the competition.
Yes. I agree with you, Jim. You've got some good instincts here.
Yeah, because, I think it's writings on the wall myself.
And I think, Lisa, you're going to realize after a certain time that he's dead weight for you. I mean, you could probably work with him because you say he has a lot of expertise and experience.
Yeah, she said as far as in the business professional world, it sounds like he brings a lot to the table, but you don't have to mix business and pleasure. That typically they say that ends in disaster anyway.
But to look into moving in with him, what if you take a lover? Are you going to have to sneak around like you're
well,
in
Well, she could never do that. She would never be able to – she could never do that. That would be forbidden. If they moved in together, he is going to assume a lot more than you are probably going to assume as far as commitments. So.
Well, and sitting down to discuss the ground rules.
Yeah, right. You know how that – you know, those ground rules, everybody follows those, you know. Yeah, yep. I set boundaries, so I know nobody's going to break the boundary.
Does the Flaccid, he's over at the Flaccid Sultan's house. Is the Flaccid Sultan giving him an epic byline, like reporting the news on the dance floor?
Well, he embellishes. That man embellishes because he wants your neighbor. Okay.
Well, at least his attention.
Yeah. And his organs. His
oh, okay. Well, that's your call. I don't know. I don't know who's doing who's blowing whose meat whistle. I'm just saying. If nothing else, he wants the attention, if nothing else, the companionship, right? And, you know, if you got, like, even if you have just a good buddy and some chick comes along and scoops him up and puts the clamps on him, then you get pissed off because you just lost your good buddy. So
usually
blame the bitch.
Lisa, you've met those two very nice gay gentlemen in the club. Remember the two? They like women. They just don't want to have sex with them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, you're right. Right. I mean.
Flaccid Sultan hates women. He really does not. And you know what, ladies?
Probably jealous of them.
That's it. I think he wants to be a woman.
Or he wants to be able to command the same attention that women command from a man.
I've noticed over the years, and I can't say it's everyone because it isn't, but a lot of men who even are married, their fathers, blah, 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 really don't like women. They're jealous of us. We don't always have to work. You know, people pamper us. They don't like us. So I'm just saying there are certain segments.
Oh, of course there are. A lot of them collect their bones and their hair particles, and they turn into serial killers, a lot of them, but yeah.
That's where
that's the worst case scenario, that's all.
To the extreme.
Well, it is a worst case scenario, but a lot of them, they actually say it. There is a, some kind of a hatred there, and then you can psychoanalyze the shit out of that, but yes, indeed. Any final things you'd like to throw out there, Deb,
yeah,
before I give Lisa her card?
And I want to stress here, you cannot do anything to stop this, okay? This is about
okay.
somebody who is a female. This could be from, your, you know, somewhere in your circle, not immediately close to you. But you're going to hear of a female who's taken her life, and people are going to think, oh, she just overdosed by accident. No, she killed herself. She's right here.
Holy fuck, I'm getting chills.
In our circle?
You didn't see it as somebody super close to her,
no,
right?
No, that's why I don't see Lisa's reaction to it.
It's going
to
be like, oh, I've heard of that person, or I know that person. I knew that person a little bit.
Yeah, it's not anybody
Holy crap.
Close to you, but you're going to hear it, and everybody's going to say, oh, you know, it's another one of those fentanyl overdoses, but it's more that she wanted to go.
Yeah, it's hard to tell sometimes unless they take stupid, like, enough of the dose to kill elephants, then it's obvious. But if they take just, you know, just a little bit extra, you don't know sometimes if it was accident or on purpose.
And
well,
isn't it?
Well,
I mean, I think it's interesting. The cards want you to know the inside story. And sometimes they're like that.
Yeah, for whatever reason, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So go ahead, Jim.
Here is your card from the angels. Subject is spiritual understanding. This is a different message, but from an archangel that's already spoken to us tonight, Archangel Raziel. He says, I am bringing you esoteric information and symbols and helping you understand spiritual truths.
Esoteric.
I did say that.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
Well, the picture shows really cool symbols and stuff that have obviously deep meaning to it. And he's bringing her information and symbols, helping her understand her spiritual needs.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is what it is. I am not an archangel, so I can't speak for that man, Raziel.
Well,
Raziel.
Don't let that it doesn't have impact on your life.
Yeah, like she said, it wasn't somebody close enough where it would cause you some issues. It was just like, oh, man, I remember that person.
Yeah,
wow.
Just
holy crap.
Heart.
And that's happened
yeah.
a lot to us.
Yeah.
We've all had that.
9/11 was in the cards, too. I remember that very clearly.
I'll put Lisa. And Lisa, you have a good night dancing. I don't hang up on her. I'll put her back on hold. And we shall be here.
Tomorrow is Friday.
Tomorrow we will be here unless there's a meteor strike or something. We're going to be here. And it will be Rebel Card Friday. So, all right, but we're not done with this show tonight. Don't anybody.
Oh, Rachel, good to have you.
Run off, folks. We got another caller. We're going to area code 434 in our own Commonwealth, Virginia. 434.
Well, hello.
Is this Khalil? Indeed, is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Hey,
hello there.
Hey, it's been a couple minutes since you called. How's life?
Yeah.
Pretty good. One of the guys that was with the federal police, he invited me to his office at in Richmond, Virginia.
Really?
And,
nice.
Yeah, and he invited to pay for a hotel room for me. And
wow.
I was like, meet some of the people. Yeah.
Well, that sounds really interesting because since I've started reading your cards, there has been a development that they're going to have something for you. So this could mean something big for you.
Ah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ed, tell me what you'd like
to
know.
Yeah, what would you like to know from the cards?
Yeah.
About that or something else?
Something else. Basically, the officer that did what he did to me, the Perkins, he ended up, the sergeant and his boss didn't do anything, but he got a happy retirement thing. And basically, one of the things I wrote is, on not his personal page, but on the police department's Facebook page, is I hate Perkins, and he put a like on the thing I wrote, and I'm wondering if he thought it was a joke or
Yeah.
Or if he's sorry.
What did he do to you again? Can you?
He didn't. He was having. Remember, he was having like an issue, and the guy reacted very unsympathetically and very unprofessional.
Oh, that's right.
And treated him harsh
yeah.
instead of with kindness. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yep. So he did. So
yeah.
basically, his superiors didn't really do anything about it. Is what
but
you're saying, right?
He's retiring.
Yeah.
Even
before.
Yeah.
Like, and they gave
even
him a
before.
Happy retirement. They gave him a happy
so they
retirement.
So they
sent
him all
thing,
a happy retirement. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. And you know what? When, and this is true in the military too, when somebody is very close to retirement, let's say they've done something, they don't want to waste resources financially. They don't want to, they just say, you're getting retired.
They probably say the dude's
yeah.
checking out.
Yeah.
He didn't kill anybody's baby. You know what? Let's just sweep this under the carpet, and he's going to be gone, and he can't do this again anyway. That's probably what they thought.
So
yeah,
it keeps out his karma.
But he's wondering. He went and posted on Facebook a negative kind of post thing about.
And he put a like on
it. And he liked
it.
It, and he's wondering what's that about.
I think.
Is he joking? Is he laughing? Or does he really
no.
like it because he feels bad? That's what she wants
it.
To know. Yeah, she's going to do the cards on that.
Yeah.
Cause that is interesting. Because this could be, just because somebody likes something doesn't mean they like it. Or it could mean they
yeah.
like it, like he's like real
fan.
It could have many, it could be snotty, it could be almost, he doesn't want to laugh because that would be bad, but he can like it instead of laughing, and, you know, because if he laughs, then he really looks bad if you laugh at somebody that had a bad experience. So he's right, or it could mean like he likes it, like, you know what, I wish I could have done something different, but I'm not going to say anything, I'll just like it, I retired, and I'm just going to try to forget it or something. So many different interpretations, which is why he's here asking about it.
Well, I think
yeah.
the guy... let me finish.
Yeah, let her
cards.
Do the cards. Yeah, we could all have thoughts, but she has the cards. I do not.
Okay.
It is a tool she has. I am toolless when it comes to cards.
Yeah.
Right. They are down.
Okay. I just want to give you a little cautionary note here. Don't poke this bear anymore. If you see him anywhere, yeah, don't. This guy's a little unhinged.
Yeah, now that he's retired, he
yeah.
has probably less to lose, too.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he did it to smirk at you, kind of like...
Probably like flipping you the middle finger,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, that's what it was.
But if you just do like, then you won't look bad in front of all his
right.
friends and stuff that also follow him up.
Yeah.
And you probably
yeah.
pushed up his retirement because you could have made a big issue out of this. You know, with the, you know, how the police are in such a precarious
Oh, boy,
place.
They don't want any
yeah.
kind of
yeah,
negative, any kind of press nowadays.
Media
yeah.
media attention, all of that.
Yep.
So
yeah.
one thing I got to tell you, oh, my gosh, do you walk in love? It is just amazing to me how you have such a great capacity for someone as young as you. I mean, you've got the ability to love on all levels, honey. Humanity, society, children,
yeah.
old people, victims. And I think that police officer that's having you, or whatever he is, that's having you come over, I think he wants other people to see your light.
Well, you know, and they are,
yeah.
I mean, a lot of them were already, but a lot of the police organizations know they need to be more engaged in the community. It's one thing to put the cuffs on the bad guy, but you also got to engage with the good guys a lot more to the community.
Yeah. Because yeah.
you know what? They'll help you out. If you have a lot of good guys help that like the police, something goes down, they'll be right there to provide information and help you out and stick up for you. So
yeah.
that's
yeah,
smart.
I get that
yeah.
on your side of the field, I guess you could say. Like,
yeah, they're on, yes, they're in your camp.
Yeah.
You don't want them in the bad guys' camp. You want the community
yeah.
to be in the good guys' camp.
Yeah.
So,
and
yeah, you just hang on to that love that you've got. It's Christ-like.
All right,
seriously.
Well,
yeah.
real quick, my friend, before you go,
okay.
I have a angel card for you. Subject is Relationship Harmony. It's from Archangel Raguel. We angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are now resolved. They're being resolved. All conflicts and arguments and all the in your relationships, we don't know which ones, are now being resolved. by the Archangel Runza. Okay.
Very good.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you. It's been a couple minutes, but we're glad that everything's going good. We like to hear good news. And
thank you for sharing that with us.
Yep. Good luck to you. And you can call back.
Yeah. I'm going to let Karma get it.
Yep, you bet.
Yeah,
and
right.
It will.
Just as far as you're part of that guy's journey, just shut the door and let him go on his own path, and that'll go where it needs to go.
Exactly.
You said your piece, and that's important. All right, take care, my friend.
Yes, thank you. Care. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. All right, let's rock on, Deb.
We got to, I know who we got.
Ooh. We're going to area code 856, and that shall be in New Jersey, I believe. 856, welcome.
Hello.
Hey, it's me, it's Rosemary.
Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
Yep.
It's been a couple minutes for her, too.
Yes.
It's been a little bit. How's it going?
It could be better with my brother.
Well,
could be better.
What's his problem? Rosemary, what is up with him?
International shout out to Rachel in Australia, the land down under the other side of the world. Thank you, Rachel, for
his problem is it's his way or no way, and it's whatever the will says, he gets it all, and I get nothing, just a life estate, and I'm telling him what I want, and he's not agreeing to it, and I'm not agreeing to what he wants, because I don't even liking it where he tells me to go upstairs in the garage apartment. I can't do the steps. And he's not agreeing to nothing. I told him that I'll take everything over and I'll take care of it. He don't want to do that either. So I don't know what to do.
Well, how much power does he have over you? I mean, it seems like it's a lot.
He thinks he does, but he thinks he's trying to control me, but he can't. If that makes sense.
Well, no. There was a will from your father. Were you in it?
Yes.
Well, then you are entitled to what your father bequeathed to you.
Yeah, that seems to be very murky and a lot of, I don't know what's going on there, crazy crap.
Yeah, and I got to tell you.
He gets all the money, all the property. I just get a life estate.
I have to tell you, one of my clients years ago, she had two other sisters and herself. The father passed away, and she wanted to know from the cards if she should take the will, you know, contest the will in court. And I'll tell you, the cards were very negative on that, and she did do it. And the trouble is, the lawyers ate up almost all of what was, you know, left for the girl.
That's the voodoo that they do.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's where it can get really dicey.
Yep, that's what they do. All right, cards are down.
Your brother is walking a path of destruction in his own life. One thing is, he's got a partner, a woman, doesn't he? He's got a woman lives with.
Divorced.
Oh, there's no woman in his life?
Nope.
Whatever
no,
there's going to be. Okay, well, there's going to be another woman.
So I guess he's a eunuch now.
Why?
Oh, yeah,
he doesn't seem to be interested in women all of a sudden?
Well, eventually he's going to have a woman who's going to cheat crazy on him. I'm telling you this so that you can know that down the road.
Karma.
Yeah, you'll know karma is coming to call. Yeah.
Cheat and probably drain his financial stuff.
And your brother has a very black heart in ways.
Mm.
I
think I bet she'll agree with you on that.
I think she will.
How could she not? Jesus Christ.
He doesn't want her to have anything.
Yeah, what a dickweed.
He wants her to starve and, you know.
What a jackwad.
Be homeless and.
Yeah. Before the other one comes in. He has to give me my money. Hopefully that comes back to me. I'm praying to God that it will work out. Because if I
move
out, he has to give me my rent money for it. If that makes sense. And he's not doing it now.
And it's terrible. But you aren't in a situation where you can wash your hands and feet of the whole thing, you know, but you can't because, you know, you need that.
Mm-hmm.
So in yep. your case, he is a huge obstacle for you. And our people in the audience on Facebook are saying, what a POS.
Yep. Well, yeah. obviously, I mean, that. Oh, yeah, I think that's, that is
the
very
clear. The only thing is he won't give money to his ex-wife either, so what are you going to do with $100 for groceries for two kids? Can't do nothing.
Well, that,
not even diapers.
She should take your fast court.
Yeah, she should. No, no, as far as, yeah, that's a whole different ballgame. That can be resolved in the court.
Can end up behind bars.
If he doesn't pay what he's what the court say.
Yeah.
So she could pursue that on her own in the legal system as far as money, child support. But
does he have any respect from other family members?
Who, me?
Him.
Him.
No, they don't want to get involved.
No.
They don't want to talk to him. They don't want to even look at his face. And if one of my aunts from Australia wants to talk to him, but he won't answer.
What a coward. You know, he can treat you badly like you're just this little church mouse, you know, just wants to get by, have your life, and he would rather be a coward and beat you up instead of dealing with the rest of the family. So, anyway, I'm disgusted looking at these cards about him. I personally don't know what to tell you. You should try to get some advice.
Yeah, I'm waiting on for the legal services. I finally found that number through a grapevine for unemployment one. So they're helping me. So I called to get more information. I asked about that. I was like, somebody that needs help with legal stuff for wills and stuff, we can help you with that. So I'm waiting on
now,
those.
You know what? If you were on public assistance, they would be barracudas going after that money.
Oh, absolutely. They would definitely.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, real quick, here All is, because right. we got to move on. Here is your angel card reading. Subject is peace from Archangel Shamiel. Peace comes from remembering that only love is real.
And I got to end this with you, Rosemary, and telling you that you are going to win. You are going to ultimately be victorious in the end. It's right here, right on top.
Okay.
Yep. So you just keep going, honey. You're going to get people to help you.
Keep on, keep on. And good luck to you. And
yeah.
you know where to find us.
All right. Thank you.
Yep,
All
thank
right.
you. We appreciate your patience and holding. Speaking of patience and holding,
oh, yeah.
we are now going to area code 775 out west. This is Wendy, yes?
Hi, yes it is. Nice to talk to both of you.
Well, thank you for holding and being patient.
Yeah.
You're going to take us to the finish line,
yeah.
I believe.
Wendy, we couldn't finish without you.
Hi. Thank you. So nice to talk to both of you. I think I mentioned to you that there were rats that in that house
yeah,
that I was going to buy.
Yep. Yep.
And
yep.
the mortgage man, what happened was the mortgage man promised me I would get my $550 appraisal fee back because told that the appraisal would be on the 17th. And then it was changed, excuse me, it was going to be on the 19th, then it was changed to the 17th. And then when I got my guy's pest report, that's when I found out that there were active rats there, and that was on the 16th. So I contacted my agent, and I said, stop the appraisal. I'm not going to move forward. And she said, oh, I think it's already being done right now. And then we did a three-way text with the mortgage man, and
uh-huh.
he called me, and he got very abusive on the phone to me, and he said that the appraisal had been done without my knowledge and consent prior to the agreed upon date, and that he would refund the $550. Well, guess what? He has amnesia, and I've been texting him every single day for the last 3 days first attempt, second attempt, third attempt. I'm careful what I say. Basically, it's, dear sir, you promised me a complete refund of my appraisal costs, and in good faith, I trusted you. So finally, last night, I contacted Discover. That's the card that I had used to put it on, and they were outraged for me. Outraged.
Good.
And
good.
So they agreed that it sounds like I was denied my opportunity to stop the appraisal because of what was going on, and they're doing what they call an investigation. So will Discover Card, will they be successful in getting back my $550? They've already temporarily taken off the $550 charge off my card, but it's not permanent yet. Will I prevail because I did that I contacted Discover Card?
That's a good question. And you've had that happen, Deb, in fraudulent world on your card.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them are clear and they've taken it off, and some of them may have temporarily taken it off pending investigation. So that's where Wendy is right now, taking it off, but it's pending the outcome of the investigation.
Right.
But
it's pending the result of the investigation.
Right, and she would like to know if you have the insight to see that outcome. So much a legal thing, so we don't have to give too much of a disclaimer. It's basically Deb could see if she's going to be happy. Right, and see if she's going to be happy or not happy with the outcome, or maybe it's not clear. We shall see. The cards are down.
I think the other party is going to try to lie, but they're not going to be successful. Okay, I think that the credit card company is going to stand by you. From what I see. So I think that you should really try to put some positive energy into this. Okay. And I really think that you'll be very happy with the result.
Okay.
Because he doesn't stand on. Right. Unless they what do you call it? Fraudulently produce evidence. So hopefully this will all, so you're not into buying that house anymore, right? You canceled that?
Oh, absolutely not. Because the first disclaimer from the owner said 2017, she had a pest issue. She hired a pest control company. And in print, she says, it's been resolved, no more rats. And then she did a pest control last month, and I don't know what happened, but she says that it's been resolved. But why is it 5 weeks later, my pest guy says he sees evidence of active rats?
Sure.
So there's conflict there.
Well, right, and they can tell the difference between old poop and new poop.
Yeah, the pest people
know
their stuff. Yeah.
Places where they're chewing.
But the issue is I have in print from my pest guy that he sees active, that's the key word, active evidence of rats.
Right. Right, Deb, what is, as far as the Discover outcome, I think you talked about it or I missed it.
They're going to try and lie, but they're not
going to
have a leg to stand on. I really think you'll end up getting your money back as you should.
Well, they already credit account.
Thank
they just
God.
Won't go.
I am incredulous. That's just pure lying. Somebody, a mortgage banker, my God. And also, I had paid $455 for a home inspection. And the fishy thing here is I was given disclaimers by my agent, and it had the same information. Except at the very last minute, after 5 o'clock on the 16th, the last day that I could respond to the disclaimers, then it revealed to me that the front bedroom used to be a garage and that the owner had been paying for monthly maintenance for all these years. So that caused me to stop everything because I do not want to be paying $100 to $200 a month for the rest of my life for the owner's nightmare. And the most important thing is I would never expose my beloved family to hazardous rat issues.
Nope, nobody likes those pests. They've been known to carry diseases over centuries
and
centuries and
centuries.
And that's
well within your rights, not that I have the credentials to
Right, no legal
that,
stuff, but yeah, obviously.
Just as
yeah.
being a friend to you, Wendy, that you, you're going to be fine. You will be fine. Hey, Jim,
so I will get
right,
the 455 back as well?
I'm thinking you deserve to get it back, yes.
All right,
I deserve
we gotta
get it, but
roll.
Really, who's going to help me with that? I mean, I'm ready to call the National Association of Realtors.
Yes, could do that, but don't jump the chain of command. Find out who the broker of that firm is or who is in the, you know, the position of authority there. I would go up the chain.
Well, apparently the realtor is the one that was in charge of the home inspection for 455. So maybe I should call the head honcho of the realty office where she works.
Yes,
that is the chain of command. All right, we have to rock on. They're taking us to the end
call
of the show
tomorrow
here.
Tomorrow night, if you get a chance.
We shall be yes, tomorrow. But Ray, real quick, I have a card for you, Wendy. The subject of your angel card is leadership. And this is from Archangel Gabriel. It is time for you to assume your leadership power, position, and lovingly guide others. I think she's had this card before. She's had this one before, too.
Yeah,
yep.
We're still, remember, I felt you have
like an advocate, an advocate type person.
Yeah, an advocate, and look at you. You're still going.
Now you can be able to advise others that aren't necessarily as knowledgeable as you are. Well, thank you very much, Wendy. We have to, unfortunately... We extended the show because you waited so patiently and we wanted to get you in.
You couldn't leave without doing that.
Before we had to move on. All righty, everybody. The last caller, Rachel, was Wendy, just to let you know. I'm not sure. But
I put that on there.
Oh, you did? I missed it.
Oh, Rosemary did.
She did indeed. All right. Well, thank you very much, folks. We appreciate you, Facebook, because we're going to say adios to our blog talkers first there, Deb. So I just pick. Let's go. I've done this for a while.
All right, everybody. Blog Talk. Really enjoyed having you tonight. Thank you for calling. The questions were wonderful. Now, you'll be here tomorrow night. It's Rebel Bar Night. So please join us 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific. Take care, everybody.
Sweetheart. Good night.